in a normal month, Australia would receive something in the order of 805,000 visitors. But since we've closed the country for COVID, that number is now less than 3,000. And in recent weeks, we've had very substantial people movements into Australia out of Afghanistan, and that's numbered over 4,000 people. And so it's difficult to get into Australia. We advise people not to leave. We don't want people to be travelling, even for dire circumstances. We're saying, don't move. We want to try to control this disease. We have a different way of doing it in Australia to that in Europe. But, you know, those things do have human consequences.
And how is Australia currently with the pandemic? If that's not too broad a question, because obviously it's a huge continent.
It is, and it sounds simplistic to say. I think that where we have good healthcare systems, where we have good governments, where we've had a little bit of good luck, we've done well. I think Ireland has done well. I think Australia has done well. Both countries have attacked the problem very differently, but both countries have had governments that have worked hard to put their people first and worked hard to keep people safe. But it's been tough. It's been tough on families. It's been tough on the exchequers of both of our countries. And at the same time, we have to meet the workaday issues that normally arrive for governments, like building houses, maintaining schools, keeping our communities safe. So it's a busy time to be in government.
And one of the things, I suppose, that has really helped Ireland and Waterford in particular is the vaccination programme. I mean, we saw last week, particularly in Waterford, we have the highest vaccination rate in the county. How's Australia's vaccination programme going?
So our vaccination rates depend on where you are. So in Waterford, where we're looking at a vaccination rate of something in the order of 95%, so very, very high vaccination rates. In Australia, across the country, we're at about 30% double vaccinated. And so the vaccination rates are very different. That's for a range of reasons. It wasn't reasonable for Australia to begin vaccinating people in January or February or March or April. We had no COVID in Australia. And at one stage early in January, as you'll recall, we had 8,000 new cases a day. We had 100 deaths that were occurring in Ireland through COVID. And that was mirrored across Europe. And so Australia waited until the better part of April before we started our vaccination program. We'll have that concluded by the end of the year. We've got a large population, 25 million people, but we don't have enough people vaccinated. And so that's the major occupation of our governments now, getting people vaccinated so that we know that they're safe. And then Australia will slowly start to address engaging with the unlock process, probably much later this year.
So we're realistically maybe looking into 2022 before travel or before family members in Australia can maybe come back to Ireland and people from here can visit Australia, would you say?
It's difficult to say. I would hope that that's the case. But it really is tough. And I wouldn't want to give people the feeling that we'll unlock in January. That might not be the course that our governments choose to take. You see, in Ireland, where the disease profile is different, even though we have very high vaccination rates, we still have in the order of 1,000, 1,500 new infections every day. In Australia, where we have five times the population, we have much fewer daily infections, and we occasionally have a death. In Ireland, that death rate is probably running at about one person per day. So our countries address the issues very differently. Australia has preferred, because we can, to keep closed borders. Ireland can't do that. And I think the great courage that's been shown by Ireland, Ireland's government and Ireland's people in keeping Ireland open throughout COVID is a great example of good government, good governance and a great healthcare system.
And then to look a little closer to home then, can you tell people what it is that has brought you, or maybe who it is that has brought you to Dunmaurice this afternoon?
So I'm an astronomer by hobby, and there's a terrific new museum that's opened in Waterford. It's a horology museum, so that's about clocks, watches, timekeeping. The idea of defining time in the Australian context is how we fix the location of our country on the face of the earth 150, 200 years ago. And so as an astronomer and a member of the observatory in Perth, I take a great interest in those things. So when I got a note to say there was a horology museum opening here, I took a great interest in that. Now, most people probably wouldn't, because you keep your time either on your iPhone or on your Fitbit or whatever. But Ireland plays an astonishing role in the development of the science of astronomy, the building of telescopes, in mathematics, mathematic equations that drive how we understand space and time. And so for me, being here in Ireland, although I'm the ambassador, I take a great interest in that history and the great accumulation of science around these things. So dropping into Waterford to see the museum today is something that a nerd like me really enjoys. And I'm lucky, my wife Pippa, she enjoys my weird, nerdy obsessions. So Pippa came too.